Game number 71 for the Celtics at home against the Orlando Magic. This is the Boston Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning in to CLNS Radio here on the 21st of March 2016. I am Larry H. Russell to preview tonight's game where the 29-40 Orlando Magic take on the 40-30 Boston Celtics. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight's telecast will air locally on Comcast Sports Net New England and 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local radio airwaves. The Celtics enter the game as 8-point favorites, over-under of 213.5. Tonight's officials are Danny Crawford, Lauren Holtkamp, and Gary Zielinski. Injuries: star Magic center Nikola Vucevic has been lost for the season for the Magic. For the Celtics, Jay Crowder will miss another one tonight. And backup forward Jonas Jerebko, after missing the weekend's game, is on the injury report as probable tonight with a sore Achilles. Celts got back in track in Philadelphia last night, ending a season-long four-game losing streak with a 120-105 victory over the lowly Sixers. Orlando also played last night, but were losers 105-100 in Toronto. Magic actually lead the season series this year with the Celtics 2-1, with both teams holding serve at home. Orlando is coached by one of their former players and longtime coaching veteran, Scott Skiles, who is about to wrap up his first season coaching the team. With Nikola Vucevic out of tonight's game for Orlando, leading the Magic in scoring is former lottery pick Victor Oladipo. Elfrid Payton leads the team in assists, and leading in efficiency and rebounding is 2016 Slam Dunk participant Aaron Gordon. Orlando comes into the game with one of the league's least efficient offenses, ranked 26th, and defensively the Magic sit at 16th in the NBA, giving up 106.2 points per 100 possessions. For a more in-depth look at the Magic, let's go to the wall and speak to those butterside downers. Dennis Newman, Magic radio play-by-play voice. Our segment with Dennis is brought to you by SeatGeek. Have you ever been frustrated trying to buy tickets online? Most sites make it complicated, and they all try to sneak in huge fees at checkout. That is why you need to try SeatGeek. They've made it easier than ever to buy and sell sports and concert tickets. Listeners of this show get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. A big fat Andrew Jackson back your way. How do you do it? Download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That's CelticsBeat, all one word, CelticsBeat, no space. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first purchase. What a deal. Download the free SeatGeek app to claim your $20 rebate today. Dennis, the Magic are on the verge of wrapping up another dismal season here. Sort of like last year, they got off to a decent start. We're in the thick of the playoff chase as late as January of this year, but they were really playing good defense under Scott Skiles. What's happened that has made the Magic one of the worst teams in the NBA in the second half point of the season?
Well, I think more than anything, Larry, it's defense. I think you can point to that. It's pretty clear. I mean, Skiles back in October told this team, he said, you know, your field goal percentage against, you keep that up, I guess we should say, in the top five in the league, and history will say you're almost guaranteed a playoff spot. And to open the season, the Magic did that, really, through November and December. Got off to a good start, defended well. We're in the top five or six field goal percentage against. The record was 19-13. And then once the new year came, it just started to come down. And since then, you know, the winning's just been few and far between. And right now it's a real struggle. They come into Boston tonight and lost 7 of 9. You look at that field goal percentage, 19th or 20th in the league, and I think it's a key indicator of what's gone wrong.
I know the team was starting to play not as well as they were looking for when Vucevic went down, but he is the team's leader pretty much across the board in efficiency, points, rebounds, shot blocking. I know Dwayne Dedman has been okay, a bit of a revelation the last 2 years, but how much has that loss really impacted the team, or was this team really start to unwind a little bit before he got hurt?
Well, I think it definitely was unwinding a bit, Larry, before Vucevic went down. But I think clearly the last 4 or 5 games, you can see where the loss of Vucevic, the rebounding, just the interior. Not that he's a great defender, but he's a solid defender inside and can clog the middle with his size. And I think you can see that's really hurt this team, especially the last couple of games. Friday night against Cleveland, just no rebounding effectiveness at all. And I think last night really hurt by Biyombo and Jason Thompson in Toronto. And it'll be something the Magic will, you know, have to guard against tonight again. I think Sullinger in there battling. And, you know, you're going to have to find rebounds. Without Vucevic, it's just been really difficult.
let's stay a little bit on the Magic here. They are still going to have a better season than they did of last year. But it seems like a lot of the improvement mostly has been from an individual standpoint. Is that a fair assessment to make? And Oladipo's been pretty good in his third year. Aaron Gordon is really starting to show a few things. I know more than just the dunk contest. Evan Fournier, I mean, he's nowhere near a cornerstone, but he's kind of developed a niche for himself. Is there anything going individually for Orlando?
Well, I think you mentioned three nice pieces and I think pluses for this season. I think the biggest thing for this team right now, Larry, is just that there's not a veteran presence to help those guys along. You know, for a younger player, even the three you just mentioned, you're going to have dips, and it's sure nice to have a guy that's been there before, that's been a success. You can put your arm around the guy and say, hey, I've been there. This is what it is. This is what it will be. Just keep working hard, hang in there. And this Magic team just does not have that individual, and I think that's what this summer you'll see Rob Henrikin go after, to try to add a couple of pieces, some veteran pieces that can help you in the locker room as well as help you on the floor, and try to turn this win-loss column around.
Yeah, I remember you when we talked last year, you discussed as Channing Frye being that guy for last year's team when last year's team got off to a pretty good start. But I want to drift now to the game tonight. These two teams have met three times this year, with the Magic and Celtics both holding serve at home. But much different Magic team since the last time these two teams met in January, as stated Nikola Vucevic. He, like a lot of other burly big men, have really hurt the Celtics this year. He had a double-double in both Orlando wins and a plus 18 and a plus 18, respectively, in the two matchups. He's not there. Tobias Harris, just mentioned Channing Frye, they're out. So this Magic team has hurt the Celts with their size, but now they have to change things up a bit with the injury. What do you think the Magic will do to adjust for the Celts for the game tonight?
Well, that's a great question, Larry, because there's just not, as we talked moments ago, about just having that guy in the middle to clog the middle, especially tonight against like guys like Thomas and Bradley driving. There's just not that guy there. I mean, we saw it last night against DeMar DeRozan. You know, it's just really difficult. Lowry got in there as well against Orlando for Toronto. So it's a great question. I don't know that there's an answer. You know, you're going to have someone step up. Either Dwayne Dedmon, who's been starting, is going to have a terrific game and a great rim-protecting game, or you're just going to have to make a lot of shots. And that's really what the Magic did against Cleveland the other night. Played the Cavaliers right down to the end. The reason why, they made shots, and it really, at the other end, at that point, it didn't matter. They weren't stopping the Cavaliers, but they were making shots at the other end and took them right down to the end. That might be the case tonight. And with two guys going pretty well, Oladipo and Fournier, they might do that. I mean, they're hitting a lot of shots, but boy, it's just a very, very small margin for error for the Magic to try to get a win on the road, especially here in Boston.
Going to have a little fun now with this question. I'm going to have you borrow some green goggles. What do you think the Celtics can do to take down Orlando?
Well, that's an interesting question as I look at it and just kind of preparing for it. I just when they drive the ball, I think they've been successful against this team. Thomas and Bradley have both played well in the previous game. I mean, both over 20 points. So that's probably the key for them tonight against Orlando. And I think maybe to get something going against the inside, too, to post up some guys, get some points inside. I saw Amir Johnson had a good game last night against Philadelphia. He's played well career-wise against the Magic, so you might see him go a lot to Amir Johnson. I know that's usually not your offensive threat. It may be a little more tonight because of the problems the Magic are having in the interior.
All right, best question of all and the last one. How do you think this one's going down?
Well, you know what? I think this Magic team will play well tonight. It has played well, really. You know, you look at the last three games, we've lost all three, and they played well in all three games against three good teams, maybe three playoff teams in Charlotte, Cleveland, and Toronto. I think they'll play well tonight. They usually give the Celtics a pretty good run, have played well in the series this year. So, you know, the effort has not been a problem for Scott Skiles this year in this basketball team. It's just putting all the pieces together, and it's still a work in project, and I think it probably will be next year as well. But tonight, I got to think the Celtics might have a pretty good advantage here at home.
Dennis Newman, Orlando Magic Radio play-by-play voice, thanks so much for lending your hand to CLNS Radio once again.
Anytime, Larry. Enjoy it.
Celtics finally matched last year's win total of 40 wins last night, now trying to cement a 500 or better record season for the first time since 2013. Orlando well on their way of missing another postseason, as they have not played in a postseason game since 2011. As previously stated, the Magic lead the season series so far by winning both of their games on their own court. Celtics won the only meeting thus far in Boston, back in a blowout win on a Friday in January. During the Brad Stevens era, the Celts have actually beaten the Magic at least twice in a season series. These teams split last year, and Boston won the season series in 2014. To the draft pick watch, Dallas Mavericks winners last night in overtime against the Portland Trailblazers. No movement on that end, as the Jazz also won last night in Milwaukee to keep pace with the Mavs. Dallas owes Boston their first-round draft choice and sit just one game in front of the Jazz for that eighth and final playoff spot out west. Brooklyn Nets don't get back into action until tomorrow against Charlotte when they're at home. Nets losers in their last contest Saturday night in Detroit. Brooklyn is tied with the Suns with the third worst record in the NBA at 19-50. And there are three games away from that fourth slot, which is solely possessed by the Minnesota Timberwolves. Wolves and the Suns are both in action tonight with Minnesota hosting Golden State. That doesn't look too promising there. While the Suns, too, they're also at home against the Grizzlies. The Grizz are just two-point favorites in Phoenix, as the Suns have somewhat resembled an NBA team since Brandon Knight returned from an injury. Wolves do owe Boston a second-round draft choice this year, currently sitting at number 35 overall. But as we say each and every time on this show, it's that Nets pick that matters, and it's a sacrifice worth seeing Minnesota themselves from the Nets a bit. So no qualms when the Wolves put themselves in the win column. Programming information, Garden Report, that's on the air tonight. The only postgame show shot on the Garden floor. Shot in crystal clear, high definition. CLNS Radio, Celtics Locker Room Reporter, Jared Weiss and company. The Garden Report breaks down the latest contest at the TD Garden while also providing raw and uncut videos from the locker room and press table. Available on YouTube.com/CLNS Radio. That's YouTube.com/CLNS Radio. And subscribe to get all this great content delivered right to your computer and or listening device. That is going to be available first thing tomorrow morning. So if you don't want to wait for post-game reaction, CLNS Radio, as usual, goes live with the post-game show, which tonight will be hosted by Nick Gelso. Immediately after the final buzzer, it will be available on clnsradio.com. And if you want to get your voice heard on these airwaves, call 347-215-7771. That's 347-215-7771 after the game. Again, clnsradio.com for that. Latest ticket giveaways, just two games left. Of course, there's only a few games left in the season, but New Orleans Pelicans on April 6th and the Charlotte Hornets on April 11th. Pretty simple entry into both these. To enter the contest to win the Pelicans tickets, like Celtics Beat on Facebook, facebook.com/Celtics Beat. And to get in the drawing for the Hornets tickets, follow @CLNS_LHR on Twitter. So like Celtics Beat on Facebook, facebook.com/Celtics Beat, and follow @CLNS_ on Twitter. And you're in both the contests. Winners will be announced on upcoming Celtics Beat episodes, the number one podcast on the web for 4 years, running dedicated to the NBA's winningest franchise. This past week featured Sekou Smith of NBA TV, as well as Chris Forsberg of ESPN Boston. Available on all the usuals, iTunes, Stitcher, and CLNSradio.com. Hope to rack up some wins this week before episode number 150 of Celtics Beat this Sunday. Celts got off the schneid last night and have a good opportunity tonight against Orlando. Thank Dennis Newman of the Orlando Magic Radio Network for joining us. We're going to be back here in this space on Wednesday to preview Wednesday's contest against the Raptors with Raptors television color commentator Coach Jack Armstrong. But for today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR on CLNS Radio, this is LHR signing off.